as an economist, in or, you know, in the research that I used to write in my previous life, one of the key issues was uncertainty. Policy uncertainty, uncertainty in business. Nobody minds that you're a poor country. Nobody minds that you might not have much money, that you have a lot of debt. If there's certainty about how you approach the poverty and pulling people out of it, if there's certainty about your policy with respect to the fact that you don't grow very fast, or if there's a policy, there's a certainty about your approach to paying down debt. And the point that Paul just made about, you know, just having to hold your breath, get in line, buddy, if you're, especially you're a small business owner, and the lack of concrete, he said, there's nothing solid, is precisely what makes things fall apart. Risk must be priced. Nobody minds taking risk if it is priceable. So that's why you can get people who invent in jug ponds and stuff like that. And you can say, no, that's fine. South Africa's risky, but this is how much it costs me to wait. But you can't switch from a delivery that can come in a week to a delivery that only makes it in over 8 weeks. And it's a very important point that he raises when he says Amazon just doesn't care. We are playing in a global market. We have global clientele. And as Mike indicated a little bit earlier, speaking from the freight forwarder's perspective, I just have to move my containers. The reason this is so frustrating to me is, and I've said this since I started this show, y'all were all wrong about your boy Cyril. I'm telling you now, and I'll die on this hill. There was a belief that Cyril Ramaphosa is a businessman, and so he'll understand the plight of the business owner. No, that man has not built a business. He was handed one. And clearly from our conversation with Cathy Powell at the start of the show, is not operating from the perspective of the business owner at all. Or with that level of sensibility, it is entirely about the party. And as a result, here we are hamstrung, waiting for him to exercise the broad extent of powers that Cathy outlined this morning. He could collapse any department he wants to at any time. I thought he had to move on a schedule according to the budget. He can move the ministers of all of the ministries at any time. He has the room to bring a minister, two of them, from outside parliament. He could appoint Adrian Gore as the Minister of Health if he wanted to. But he doesn't. Because he does not move with the sensibility of a business person, of a person with accountability, and of a person who actually cares about what happens to the likes of Paul Raffaele or any of the freight forwarders that happen to work with Mike Warburton. And for as long as that's the case, we just have to sit here and shrug our shoulders. And I feel very strongly that if the ANC is what is stopping the president from getting his job done, then that's the damn thing we need to throw away.